¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Offside Shenanigans. Today, we'll just be going over the recap of last week's games. Before we get started, congratulations to everybody that's won their championship this week. I did not. So
I did.
How much you win?
A lot.
Nice.
I'm not sure for all the leagues on here, but oh yeah, easily.
Yeah.
More than.
Yeah.
Pays for all my leagues. Now, however, I'm not staying in all the leagues that I'm in right now after this year. So
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But
I'm probably cutting them in half. It's just it got so much that it wasn't enjoyable.
Yeah.
It was setting lineups and stuff. That's a pain in the butt sometimes.
Yeah. I'm doing the same thing. It's probably more than half, too.
How many leagues are you in? I didn't think you were in that many.
Like 10.
That's a lot.
I mean, it's a decent amount.
I don't disagree that it's a decent amount. I'm like almost triple that.
I don't know how you do it.
Well, exactly. That's my point. It's not fun. The whole point was to be fun. It's become not fun.
When now it seems like a job.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But,
and I guarantee I'm not giving it all as much attention as I would like to. And what each league deserves. There are some leagues that I am, and other leagues, probably not as much.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just the way it is. But games. Houston Chargers.
Hold on real quick. I'm sorry. So you had no championships in those 10 at all?
One.
So you did win a championship.
I didn't win. That's the dynasty.
So you came in second once.
Yeah.
Did you have any other top 4 finishes or top 3? No.
No. Yeah.
I only had a couple of championships. I had a bunch of teams. I had 4 second place finishes, and then I had a ton of third place finishes.
Yeah.
I was very disappointed that I didn't even make the championship with some of those.
Yeah.
I had one that I went 14-0. And then lost to the same guy that I lost to. I've already told you this, I know, but I haven't said it on the podcast. And then lost to the same guy that I lost to last year in the championship.
Yeah, it's a rough year.
I'm 24-4 in the last 2 years in that league and no championships.
Dang,
second place both times. That's terrible.
Yeah.
I'm so mad. I mean, listen, I easily had the best team.
Easily?
On paper. Oh, yeah.
Twice?
Yes. Well, last year wasn't easily. However, the guy who beat me was the 6th seed. And went 7-7 and then won the championship. This year he was second place at 10-4. I was 14-0. Yes, my team is easily the best team on paper in that league. People were complaining about the team. It's a tight end premium, and I have Warren Gadsden, who kind of fell off.
Yeah.
I'm missing somebody. Now I'm mad at myself. I've got like all the top tight ends, and I drafted them. It's not like I traded for them all. I drafted them.
Huh.
It's like the single greatest team that I've ever drafted together.
Yeah.
I found it. So I have McBride, Tyler Warren, Bowers, and Gadsden.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I had another one. I got Jatavion Sanders. I kind of considered him that at one point, but he's kind of fallen off. Well, I got Okonkwo too, who's kind of hit and miss.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't understand why more people don't value tight ends more in tight end premium.
Mm-hmm.
Especially guys like Bowers and McBride. How do I have Bowers and McBride both on that team?
Yeah.
Because I didn't draft first for all that right away. And you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Burrow's my quarterback in that team. I'm telling you, it is on paper by far the best team. You want me to tell you my starting lineup?
Sure.
Joe Burrow, Jonathan Taylor, Devon Achane, Tet McMillan, George Pickens, Drake London, Trey McBride, Zay Flowers because Bowers was put on IR, Tyler Warren, Caleb Williams, and it's two IDPs. So I've got Oludokun for the Jaguars, Roquan Smith, who sucked this week, and I put him in instead of Edgerrin Cooper, who did not suck, but he sucked the previous week. I've also got TJ Edwards and Patrick Queen on that team.
Huh.
You don't
play TJ Edwards.
One bit. I know. He went off.
With a pick six.
I have Chuba Hubbard, Stevenson, Rico Dowdle. All these guys didn't play. Jaden Reed. All right. I digress. Move on. I'm just getting pissed again.
But yeah, Houston Chargers. I mean, that was pretty good.
Heck of a game.
Yeah.
If you like offense a ton, it probably wasn't the best game in the world. But it was a well-played game between both.
Yeah. I mean, the defenses just played great.
I told you the Texans would win that game, and I also told you they'd have 4 sacks. Do you know how many sacks they had?
6.
4.5.
Oh, so it's close.
But they did what you said. The Chargers threw the ball quick. They ran it a lot. Like, they tried to make that hard for them.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. Texans pass rush is the real deal, though.
Yeah. I mean, Jaden Higgins had a really good game. 2 catches, 88 yards, and a touchdown. Just
don't write them off. Even if they don't win that division, I think they have a legit chance
at
making it to the Super Bowl. That's a really well-constructed team. The offense leaves a little to be desired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, they just played really good football out there.
Agreed.
They did enough to win offensively and played a great defensive game.
Yep.
My favorite of the Saturday games, Baltimore Green Bay.
Why?
Because
King Henry.
The Packers lost.
Look, who would have thunk it? You give King Henry the ball quite often, and he just goes batshit crazy.
Yeah.
4 touchdowns, man.
216 yards. He had 36 rushes.
She was not happy.
How mad?
I wouldn't say she was seething, but like she was. I think the only reason that she wasn't seething is because they were already in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But she was not amused. She was not enjoying the game at all. She even told me, we could turn this. And I said, I'm not done. I'm sorry, but I'm not.
Yeah. I mean, that was great. The cheese grater hats are now a thing.
Yeah, that's a little weird. But
wearing cheese on your head's not?
No. Cheese is amazing.
I ain't doing this.
I love cheese.
I mean, cheese is good, I guess.
I have cheese pajamas now.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I mean, it's not even like the Packers played terrible on offense. I mean, Malik Willis had a pretty good game. Josh Jacobs did not have a good game. That dude was a huge letdown.
They were terrible running the ball.
Yeah, very inefficient.
Terrible with that. Jacobs, I don't think, is fully healthy. So.
Yeah.
But why they didn't use Wilson at all is beyond me.
Mm-hmm. That was terrible.
I didn't think it was a good offensive game plan.
No. I mean, the only thing that really worked out was Malik Willis.
So they're locked into the 7th seed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they played their starters?
I mean, it would make sense if they didn't.
Does it? I mean, Jordan Love just sat out because he was hurt.
Why risk him getting hurt?
I think they should play their starters for the first half.
The first half? Hmm. I mean, maybe. I don't know. Could be smart. But we'll see. Matt LaFleur's offense.
To be clear, the team as constructed now. However, they just picked up Trayvon Diggs. Did I say that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that was pretty brilliant. But the problem with that guy is he's just like his brother. When he's upset somewhere and he's pissy, he's just going to throw a little tizzy. He's going to be happy for now because he's back with Micah and everything. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But what happens when he gets pissed off again? Yeah. I think it's a nice play for now for them, but he's a guy who can and will poison your locker room at some point, I think. Just like his brother. Just like his brother.
Yeah, he can definitely be a drama queen.
Yeah, and he's good, but he's not that good.
Yeah, and the stuff with Stephon now, he might not even be able to play.
Yeah, he'll play.
Probably, but still, like, what is going on?
So, I'll believe it when I see it, as far as him not playing. After everything with Rashee Rice, I don't buy into all that anymore.
Yeah.
Until he gets suspended, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think that the priority is to make sure they play, and that's it's wrong.
But yeah, they don't care.
Cardi B said it was not true. So I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Yeah. Cincy, Arizona. I mean, that was just poor excuse of football for Arizona.
It was just terrible. It was a good reminder why Jacoby Brissett hasn't been a starter for a while until this year. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. They could not run for crap either.
No, I mean, they made Cincinnati's defense look really good. Outside of, did you see that first touchdown by Michael Wilson?
No.
The tack, like, he had no business scoring a touchdown at that point.
Yeah.
But the tackling was so atrocious. I mean, it wasn't even tackling. But the attempts at it was just stupid. And it's why Cincinnati's defense is ranked where they are.
Yeah.
When they played the Bears. And the Bears had that, I mean, the tackling at the end was non-existent. They just tried to hit the guy. And Loveland was too big for that.
Yeah.
Michael Wilson was too big for that. He just spun out of a hit. And then another guy, instead of wrapping him up, just tried to hit him out of bounds. And Wilson was able to stay in bounds. It's like, what are you?
I mean, it's just like the Loveland thing.
Yeah.
That Loveland game winner. True. I mean,
truly. Just silly.
I don't
but
know.
They played pretty decent after that. So Cincinnati, since they got shut out a couple weeks ago, that offense has been on fire, though, the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Cincinnati. I don't know. What are they going to do next year?
They have to figure out a way to draft better and to bring in some
talent
for that defense.
Yeah.
That defense is awful. It's worse this year than it was last year. I didn't think that was going to be possible.
Like, what should they go into? Should they go in for an offensive lineman or a defensive player? Like, they're getting Joe Burrow killed, too.
Yep. I mean, the priority's got to be Joe Burrow. But
I mean, they're just... I don't know.
I saw a trade package.
It's just rough.
For Max Crosby's. And
yeah.
One of them was Cincinnati making an offer for him. And Shamar Stewart was in it, along with a first round and I think a third round pick.
Hmm.
I thought that. I mean, I
can
found
they
that
afford that?
I don't know.
Huh. I don't know.
Just
but they
like
need to
working
figure
at it
out.
In a vacuum that way. I thought it was an interesting.
Yeah.
And really, like, I see no. I think that there's a whole lot of reasons why Vegas should take that.
Mm-hmm.
Shamar Stewart, he's a drama queen himself, but there's a lot of talent in that kid. And if somebody can harness that and get him to do this crap that he should be doing, like, he's got all the talent in the world to do, be a Max Crosby.
Yeah.
Plus, you're getting two other valuable picks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it might make sense to other people. The Raiders, I mean,
yeah.
It's the Raiders.
I think Crosby's done with him though, so he may force his hand.
Last I saw, he was back in the facility.
I mean, I'm sure he's got to be at some point, but he's having surgery. I don't know, man. I'd like to see him done with him. I love Max Crosby. He's one of my favorite defensive players in the league.
Be awesome to see him in a Chicago jersey.
I'd love to see. I just want to see him on a winning team.
Yeah, like Chicago.
I don't care if it's Chicago or Buffalo. Or New England. New England was one that I'd seen. Cincinnati would make sense. I mean, there's a whole lot of possibilities. Cincinnati would make me a bit nervous just because I'm not convinced that it's a winning franchise.
Yeah.
But as long as Joe Burrow's there, they have a chance.
Mm-hmm. Seattle, Carolina. Well, Carolina got killed. I mean, that was expected.
I did not
expect
that.
I don't know about you.
I even said I like the +7 for Carolina, so.
Yeah, they did not cover.
No, not even close. And it's just
whoever
comes out of that, whether it's them or Tampa, they're just going to get their butts kicked.
Yeah, I don't think they have a chance. Just the NFC is just way too good. Like, it's insane how good the NFC is. And
it's
usually
what the AFC's been in for a while. It's reversed now. It made a huge turn this year.
And what's crazy is like three of the top quarterbacks in the league are AFC, and it's still leaning more towards the NFC.
So that's a nice topic to talk about after the season, I think.
Yeah.
Like, is it worth it to have that and pay these quarterbacks what, like, Josh Allen is making?
Yeah.
Can you truly build around and get the roster that you need?
I mean, look at the Bengals.
And withstand injuries and stuff.
Yeah.
The Bengals, what the Bengals have done is a different thing than what most have done. Because they have so much money and three offensive guys.
Yeah.
With no line, no defense.
It's just, I don't know. It's insanity.
Yes.
Pittsburgh, Cleveland. I mean, you predicted it. I was surprised by it. Stefanski could get fired.
Yeah,
apparently I think the Browns are looking into head coaches.
I was actually really surprised that it was something that hadn't been talked about more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, he's been there for a while. He coached his 100th game. That was his 100th game.
Really?
With Cleveland. So, I mean.
And he won.
Yeah, I don't think he's a bad coach. I think he's a better offensive coordinator than head coach, though.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say Shador played terrible.
No, I don't think Shador played terrible. I think Shador has shown some flashes and some plays where it's like, man, this kid could really be a NFL starter. And then he made a couple of plays, though, that was like, I mean, they weren't even bonehead plays. It was like, what the hell are you doing, dude? Like, equally as bad.
It happens. I don't know.
But, like, you can't even – they were so bad, you can't even chalk it up to, he's a rookie. They're going to do that. It was, what the hell are you doing?
Was he trying to play, like, Superman or something?
Yes. And Shador Sanders is not a Superman.
Yeah.
I think he's got really good instincts. I think he – Well, I think he does. But then I saw a couple of those. There was one play, one throw where he just, like, it was like a rainbow that went right into the, I think it was a linebacker's hands. It didn't even have a chance of getting to the receiver.
I mean, I kind of understand it, I guess, to an extent. I mean, that offensive line is horrible, right? So I guess he's thinking he's making the right choice when he throws that ball like that. I mean, obviously it's not.
It was terrible.
They can't get a run game going to save their lives. They lost Fannin not even halfway through the game, so that's going to hurt. He's obviously their best pass catcher on that team, without a doubt.
No doubt.
Judy sucks. Cedric Tillman, he hasn't been involved. I don't think Shador is 100% the one to blame. I think if he had Fannin, it would have been a way better game for him.
The one play I'm talking about in particular, that was all Shador's fault.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it was... And he made about four or five throws in that game that I was like, man, this kid could be the franchise quarterback that they've been looking for. But that other, the one in particular that I'm thinking of, where he just rainbowed it up. The receiver had no chance in hell.
Just lobbed it.
And it was like it was thrown right to the defender. You know what I mean? And it was stupid. It was just ridiculous. You can't be doing that. And I've not stood on the field and looked at all that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also not being paid millions of dollars.
He's making millions.
But I'm not, you get what I'm saying. Like, I'm not in that position for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
He should be able to recognize that. I'll go find the play and send it to
him. Did he have those problems at Colorado?
At times. I'm not sure, to be honest. I want to say yes. Like, it's not like he was like a stud all the time at Colorado.
Yeah.
But I do think that he's better than the class that's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
The quarterback class that's coming in now, I think is what everybody thought this last one was.
Yeah.
I think Dart is an NFL quarterback.
Mm-hmm. What about Ward?
I'm not convinced, but I think that there's enough in there to still keep honing it.
That throw Sunday when he was getting sacked and he threw it like that diving throw, that was a really good throw.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really cool.
If he can keep doing that stuff.
The talent. I don't think he's had the correct coaching yet. So I think the jury is still out.
Mm-hmm.
But the talent, I think, is there. It's just whether or not you can harness it enough.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the same thing with Shador.
Yeah. It all depends on the coaching.
But Shador's got to make better choices. And he's got to stop.
Which that can be coached.
As long as he also gives off the impression on the field at times. Everything I've ever heard about him, it says otherwise to this from coaches. But on the field at times, watching him, he does not look coachable. He does not look like he wants to be a team player all the time.
Hmm.
And I think that those questions are valid. And I'm saying that as somebody who's been a proponent of him throughout this whole season. I think he should have been the starter from the get-go, and I think it's criminal that he wasn't. And I believe he would be much further along. I think Stefanski is a good coach for him. I'm not sure that Stefanski wants him to be the starter, though.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know. This stuff's crazy.
But when Shador gets up and talks in the post-games and the pre-games and everything,
mm-hmm.
he is a good team player with all those. He isn't about throwing his coaching staff under the bus or the decisions made. He doesn't do all that. He's a very good team player for that with that stuff. But there are just times on the field that it looks like he doesn't want to be part of that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time explaining my thoughts with that. I think it's about the body language and the lack of paying attention to that.
Yeah.
Which is just maturity.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. I don't know. Do you think he should stay the starter next year?
Yes.
I do too. I'm hoping so.
I think they absolutely should keep him to be the starter and give him a full run, a full season run. And if he's not the answer, you'll know it by the end of that season. The 27 draft is supposed to be loaded with quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So if he's not, then you're going to have a sucky record again. But I think he and Fannin have something. I think he and Bond have a connection.
Mm-hmm. They can get a receiver or, I mean, honestly, I'd just grab a receiver, right?
You know who they need is somebody like Stephon Diggs when he first comes onto a team. I'm not saying they should go get Diggs. I'm saying they should get somebody kind of like that.
Like I guess a leader, an actual leader.
Yeah, because Diggs, like it or not, is a leader.
Yeah.
And when he's in a good mindset, he's a great leader for the team.
Yeah.
And he's a great guy to have help mentor your quarterback and help him along. And you know what I mean? But when he starts getting negative, it's out the window.
It brings everything down. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, they need to do something. Get rid of Jerry Jeudy.
That dude is the real dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If he's the main guy and Njoku's not there to help split some of that time, I could see him getting a lot of catches.
And see them trading Njoku.
Somebody should be going and getting in tight end. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Tennessee and New Orleans. I mean, that ended up being a pretty decent game.
That was a really good game.
Which I don't think anybody expected that.
It was fun to watch both teams.
Yeah.
Saints?
Who would have thought that would have been a great game?
Let me ask you this.
Olave killed it.
Watching those teams, Olave and I told you last week, I think I was wrong about Tyler Shook. I didn't even talk about him when I was talking about the quarterbacks. That's a fourth.
No, we did. I mean, we talked about him last week.
I mean, just now when I was talking about the quarterbacks that are better than the incoming class, Shook might be one of those two.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we'll see what those franchises do, but I think both of those guys could be something that you hold on to, see how it pans out next year, and then make your choice. You should not jump the gun, especially on a rookie.
Yeah. The only
unless
team,
it's Daniel Gabrielson or whatever.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I can think of one team that definitely needs a draft quarterback, and that's Vegas.
Jets.
Yep. Oh. Okay. You're right. The Jets should be too. But I almost wonder if the Jets should focus on the lines and then do quarterback later.
Yeah. They definitely need to do something.
Agreed.
Jacksonville and Indy.
A good game.
I mean, that ended up being a better game than I expected. You started Trevor over Drake May, didn't you? No?
Nope. I kept it the way it was.
That really paid off, huh?
Yeah. Because Trevor did well, but I'm pretty sure Drake had more points. Let me double check.
Oh, 100%. There's no way he didn't.
Well, I mean, it's not like Trevor did bad again.
I know. He had two. It was a 20-point game. Drake May had 5 total touchdowns. So,
I mean, I won my championship, so that's what matters.
Yeah.
Thanks to Bijan, man.
Drake definitely had a better game.
Thanks to Bijan.
I can't stand that guy.
Yeah. Brian and I like him. Lawrence had 60, so it was like a 13-point difference with Drake. Drake was.
Yeah.
9-point difference. I'm sorry.
Hmm.
No, I'm looking at the wrong week. 10. It was 10.
Yeah.
But it was 10 points. I mean, it helped me.
Yeah.
My opponent had Brock Purdy.
I love Brock Purdy, dude. I don't know why people still doubt him.
I won, but Brock Purdy's dead to me.
I don't know why people still doubt Purdy.
He's inconsistent.
Not the last couple weeks.
Okay, but what about the first few weeks?
The rocky start.
Inconsistent.
I guess. Whatever you say. Whatever makes your heart happy.
I haven't seen him do it for a big chunk of games yet.
All right. Tampa Bay and Miami. Dude, what was even that?
I didn't expect Miami to win it.
Buccaneers really, they failed.
Yeah, they did. We talked about that, this was their opportunity to make sure that they were in the driver's seat.
Yeah, and they failed.
They had the clear-cut advantage over Carolina.
Now they have to win. They have to win.
And they're
win
not
next
guaranteed
week.
If they, even if no, they win.
Idiots. Chris Godwin had a good game, and McMillan. That's about it.
I was surprised at how much love he got, McMillan.
Yeah.
Like Buka's falling off the face of the earth.
Yeah. I don't know if teams just figured him out or what.
I don't think he's getting in nearly as much run with all those. Yeah. With all three of those back now, I get McMillan's good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that they pretty much did what Seattle did when they drafted JSN. JSN didn't play nearly as much as a lot of people hoped they would.
Yeah.
That first year. And then he went off after that. So.
Well, to be fair, I mean, even a couple of the games that Egbuka was not putting up anything, he was still one of the only ones.
Mike Evans is supposedly possibly going to be retiring.
Yeah.
I was wrong about Godwin because I wasn't convinced Godwin was going to be able to produce much this year.
Coming off that injury.
Yeah. And so, like, he looks solid, but how much more time does he have?
Yeah. Because he's up. I think they're both in their 30s now, right?
Yeah. And, Godwin got a nice contract. Like, he could be a cut-worthy guy.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? To save cap room and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and if that happens, you've still got McMillan, you've got Egbuka, and you got Tez Johnson. It's not like they're depleted receiver wise. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I could see Godwin getting cut, especially if Evans stays.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we'll see how they go.
Just as concerning as Bucky Irvin. Like, he's falling off the face of the earth.
Yeah. Tell me about it. That dude. He also screwed me. Like, it's just, I don't know. The championship sucked.
Yes, it did, buddy. I was rooting for you.
Yeah.
After I got over losing to you.
I mean, Brock Purdy still did his job.
Yes, he did.
That would go down as one of the greatest dynasty pickups of all time.
What'd you get him for?
Like $60 FAAB.
You, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
agree. It was awesome. Yeah,
the rest
Patriots.
Of it be ashamed.
Yeah, Patriots Jets, and I think I was the only one that put a waiver in for him.
So you overspent.
100%. Yeah, but it was worth it because I had no quarterbacks. I mean,
Patriots.
Patriots killed him. Yeah, it wasn't even close ever in a million years.
Is Drake May the MVP now? I think it's his to lose.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think it's wrapped, but it's his to lose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Drake May killed it. Patriots just killed it.
Yeah. But, I mean, that was largely him.
Yeah. There's not too much to say. Just Drake May killed the Jets.
He's minus 295 on DraftKings.
That's crazy.
Matthew Stafford is plus 225. That's second. Third is Trevor Lawrence at plus 20,000.
So it's just between Stafford and May.
Barring something just insane. Bo Nix is eighth on here.
Mm-hmm.
Am I missing something? I don't like that.
No. Bo Nix is super overrated.
He shouldn't even be top 10, in my opinion.
No.
I don't like that at all.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Giants, Vegas. I mean, Jackson Dart played pretty good. That was nice.
Jackson Dart did what I thought Geno Smith would do.
Yeah. Geno played terrible.
I don't care if he's guaranteed money next year. If they play him as their starter next year, then they don't plan on even trying to win either,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion. So why wouldn't you play a young guy then if that's the case?
Put in Aiden O'Connell.
If they don't draft somebody, yeah. But they're not going to.
They're probably
going
to draft like a wide receiver or something.
You don't think they pick Fernando Mendoza or Dante Moore?
What pick did they have last year? Who'd they pass on?
They got Jenty.
Who'd they pass on?
Jackson Dart, Tyler Shook, Shador.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, they could draft Mendoza, but do you think he'll... What pick do the Raiders have right now? Oh, they probably will. He's going to get killed out there.
I think they should trade down and get an offensive lineman.
Yeah. Maybe two. They could probably get two.
If they trade down, they can.
But, I mean, we'll see what the Raiders do.
I'd be shocked if they win this next week.
Yeah.
And lose that. They played the Chiefs, so you never know.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, just that's, nobody
that's gonna
play
be
good on the Raiders. Yeah. Just that game's like the Raiders suck.
Will be Travis Kelce's last game.
So, probably. I think he retires. Yeah. Philly and Buffalo. Man, Josh Allen, dude. That last throw. That was a duck.
That was awful. He had him wide open.
Yeah.
Josh Allen lost the game.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, they're lucky they were in the position.
I mean, nobody. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say either team played great.
No. Both defenses played really well.
Yeah.
But I think Allen.
But those offenses did not.
Allen's hurt.
Yeah, but I don't think an ankle injury affects that throw that much.
I do. He's running to his left. You're right-handed, right?
Yeah.
What's more natural to run, right or left?
Right.
And I'm not even talking about running and throwing.
Listen, I didn't see this many excuses for Caleb when he was running left on that game winner.
Is Caleb hurt?
No. It was a lot farther of a throw, though.
Does Caleb have an ankle injury?
No.
So then why
was it a lot farther? It was like a 20-yard throw. Josh's was like 8. It was a 2-point conversion.
From the 2. Where was Caleb's from?
From at least the 7. Like from the 4. He was pushed back like 8-9 yards.
Pushed back or ran back?
He had to run back. It was either take the sack or run back.
But he ran back.
Right? Yeah, he ran back and sideways.
I think you're missing the point.
So Andy's throwing off his back foot. So his throw was a lot harder. And I didn't hear this many.
Nobody's disputing.
I'm just saying. Just saying.
Well, I never disputed that it wasn't. Did I say that Caleb Williams was the reason that they lost.
Just saying.
Did I say that?
Just saying.
Did I say that Caleb Williams was the reason that the
Bears lost? I don't think you did, but a lot of people are.
You're right. I did. Well, right now, we're
I'm just putting
about
that
what
out there. I know. But I did. I think he still should have made that throw easily.
Allen lost that game. Didn't I? I said those words.
Yeah.
So then what are we complaining about?
I'm just saying.
Just because I said what are facts doesn't mean I don't still think he lost the game. I already said that.
Yeah.
But facts are
that
he's hurt, and it is harder to run when you have an ankle injury, especially to your
What's
left.
What's the injury?
An ankle injury. I'm not sure.
They didn't say what it was?
No. I don't think they disclosed too much information about it.
Well, you better hurry up and get healthy because he's got playing in two important games in 2 weeks.
I think Trubisky plays this week. Do you?
Probably. And there's no way they start Allen if he's hurt.
I mean, they just did.
Did he get hurt that game? He was already hurt?
Yes.
I'm going to look at something real quick. How many rush attempts did he have? 7. 2 of them were 1-yard touchdowns, right?
Yes.
So 5 for 20, 25. I mean, he was still running. Straight so forward. Either it's not as bad of an injury.
He didn't do a whole lot of side to side.
I don't know.
Listen.
I don't think it was very responsible for them to make him run, though.
I don't disagree.
If he's hurt as bad as it seems.
James Cook didn't do anything.
No, that dude. He barely was able to get his stats for my bet. And even then, I still didn't hit because Saquon sucks.
And when those two tight ends are injured, Kincaid was out again. Knox played decent. But those receivers on that team are a disaster.
Yeah. Brandon Cooks did pretty good.
It is inexcusable to have receivers on a team like that that have performed the way they have for a team that has Super Bowl aspirations. It's just
they need to open up the playbook for Shakir. How do you have 6 catches for 35? How many checkdowns you got to run to him?
I love Khalil Shakir, but he's not a big play. Oh, that's not true. He's a big play receiver if he can work loose on a slant or whatever. But he doesn't have the speed to just run a jet down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, just checkdowns, though. That's all they do is run screens and checkdowns.
I know. That's his talent.
I don't know. McDermott needs to do something about that.
Brandon Bean is the one who needs to do something about this. That's
his fault.
Well,
he's the head coach. He needs to say something.
It's the GM's fault.
Yeah.
And it's inexcusable that they don't have a better option.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Cooks looked good on a couple of plays, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
I doubt. That was a nice pickup, but is it too little too late?
Probably.
I think it is. I don't think that they make too much noise in the playoffs.
Was it not the right move to get rid of Stephon?
I think it absolutely was, but they should have done more to fill that void.
They did not try, I don't think.
I don't think that,
I agree with you there.
I think they tried with Coleman.
They tried, but they didn't.
But it, yeah.
Coleman.
But it's their job to read that room right, and they didn't. You know what I mean?
They read it pretty bad if he's being healthy scratches.
Pretty terribly. Now. Yeah, it's. I don't think bad was a strong enough word, so that's why I said pretty terribly. Like, it's just, like I said, I think it's inexcusable to say that you're a Super Bowl aspirations and you think you're a Super Bowl contending team, and they put the receiving core that they have out there. Niner Bear game was amazing.
It was a great game. I'm disappointed I didn't stay up for the whole thing. I stayed up for most of it. That was a great game by both offenses.
More
even with the Bears being out, Yeah.
But Chicago staying in that game, I think, says something about them.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a, like, that defense needs to do figure something out.
I agree. But I'm not shocked that that happened.
Yeah. I think we should win after Trayvon.
I don't disagree.
I'm hoping, hopefully Kyler's back.
I don't, I mean, it probably didn't playoffs. Get to them. If the Packers put the claim in, the Packers had to claim faster.
Yeah.
Because the record's not as good. I know you're not used to it being that way. You're used to the Bears having the worst record. Yes. But that's, it's just, I don't think it didn't get to them.
Yeah.
And I would be interested
Which
to
I'm
know
surprised Trayvon got released.
Same. Yeah. That still surprises me.
How is he the one that gets to blame? And how does Eberflus have a job longer than Trayvon?
Fair question.
Jerry Jones is an idiot.
Diggs has been a prima donna for sure. And I think they were just tired of the head.
Yeah.
It wasn't worth, like, he
has
was
he been
not,
complaining
he has
much?
Not been performing. Yeah. He's not been performing.
No.
And when you're a handful and you're not performing, you become expendable. What they hoped would happen, happened. They are now on, they're not on the hook for his salary anymore. I would guess that there's some kind of penalty, like cap hit, but not the full. You know what I mean? Now, if he cleared waivers, it probably would look pretty bonehead.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
Now I'm hoping it doesn't pan out.
I don't blame you. You should hope
it really doesn't pan out.
You should hope that.
No, I just think it'd be funny if That's he why sucks. You I hope he gets hope torched for like 150 yards.
As a fan of the Bears, you should absolutely be hoping that.
I don't care if we even play him.
I think they're going to. I think the Bears stay the 2 seed,
probably,
and they play the Packers.
We got to win this week though, because I don't want to play the Rams first round.
Rams and Falcons.
Good luck to the Falcons.
They just beat them.
But I feel like the Rams are going to be out for blood at that point.
What's the most disappointing team of the year?
Jets. J-E-T-S. Jets. Jets. Jets.
Why?
I mean, weren't you pretty high on them too?
I was. But I don't think that they're the most disappointing team.
They got to be one of them. Whose is yours?
The Falcons.
Really? I don't even remember what I had them going.
Man, I'm not talking about like where we had them projected. I'm just talking about like looking at the talent of the team. The Falcons are the most talented team in that division.
Yeah. Oh, now I know why you said the Falcons, because they just played them. I thought you were talking about playoffs. I'm like, all right, yeah. That doesn't sound right to me, but I guess it's possible.
No, I'm just like, the disappointing of the... I think the Falcons should have run away with this division.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember if I had them pick it. I don't remember. I think I had the Bucs winning, but I don't remember.
I think we both had Bucs winning.
Well, I had the Falcons second, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have my iPad. It's downstairs. But I think the Saints are the best, playing the best of all four of those teams right now.
Yeah, they're on, what, a 5-game win streak?
Four, I think.
But still, I mean, that division is... That's a rough division.
If they can beat the Falcons, it'll be 5. It's at Falcons. Like, that'll be interesting to see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a game to watch.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think NFC the Falcons South, are the most disappointing.
Yeah. AFC South, or the NFC South and the AFC North have been huge letdowns this year.
Even over Detroit.
Yeah.
And the Bears.
Just, I don't know.
There's a lot of disappointing teams.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs.
Which I'm fine with that one.
The Rams, are they playing the worst football in their division right now? Besides the Cardinals? Of those three teams, are the Rams as scary after the last 2 weeks as they were a couple weeks ago?
I think so.
They've lost 2 pretty big games.
That happens. It just depends how they come back from it. Because what we've seen earlier this season, they seem like if they go back to that, I mean, yeah. Especially if they get Devontae back for the playoffs.
So you think that's the problem? Because he's missed the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, all teams have to worry about is really Puka.
I don't disagree with that. And they can just shut down Kyren a lot easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
With Devon. Mm-hmm.
I was kind of looking for you to point that out.
Yeah.
But I don't think that everybody's thinking about that. That's why I was looking for you to point that out.
I think Devontae being out is definitely hurting.
For sure.
And he's been out the last 2 games. Surprise.
And I think Stafford has pressed, especially against the Falcons. I also think the Falcons defense is very underrated, but rightfully so at times.
Mm-hmm.
Falcons are a much more talented team than what they have played throughout the year.
Yeah. You think that's coaching?
Yes. I like Raheem Morris. I just don't think he's a great head coach.
Yeah.
But who are you going to go get like that? That's the question.
Yeah. Do you think he could get fired this year?
I think he should be. Yeah. That's how underperforming I think that team is.
Yeah. I mean, they're definitely underperforming.
Who would you say is the best non-quarterback in the league right now?
The best non-quarterback?
Is it JT, CMC, Jean, Breece Hall, Ja'Marr Chase?
Mm, Miles, I think. Miles Garrett.
Okay. Who's the best offensive player? Because you're right.
Oh, all right.
You're right.
I don't know. It might be JSN.
I'd take Bijan.
You take Bijan over JSN? Oh, no. I think it's difficult.
Oh, there's no doubt in the world it is an incredibly difficult list. Because there are so many really great players right now. Like, you know what I mean? You are not wrong. That is a difficult. And I'm not sure there's a right or wrong answer there.
No. Me neither.
It becomes.
I think Puka is in that conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Just, I don't know. I mean, yeah, this year's been a blast, I think.
It's been
this
regular
season.
It's been odd.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of twists and turns.
I've loved
surprises and huge letdowns, which that happens every year.
Fantasy's over, except for the weird ass leagues that have week 18 playing. Why? I don't know. It's unfair to the rest of your members of that fantasy organization, though, because now you got players deciding what. It's just stupid. Who's going to play? And then now you got to find their backups and all that crap. That's just so silly. Why we would have a championship game in week 18 is beyond.
I don't know.
Unless you're a rookie commissioner, which sometimes you got to learn, but. By now, you should have heard that.
Members in the league are probably rioting right now.
Even as a rookie commissioner, hopefully you're not a rookie fantasy player at that point.
Yeah.
If you're a commissioner, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be interesting. Yeah. We'll make Jason the commissioner.
Yeah, but he's not a rookie no more.
Yeah. He's rookie enough.
Yeah.
He only played in one league.
Yeah.
So.
And that's quite a regular crazy season, league to first start off
you,
with.
You won the regular season, though.
Yeah. But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. If you guys enjoyed this episode and listening on a podcast platform, subscribe and leave a review on what you guys think. If you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, leave a comment, hit that notification bell, be notified whenever we post. Thank you guys.